have at Point Park University has both. So we decided to start filming some of our music concerts featuring, you know, up-and-coming artists. And then, you know, editing that through the episodes are pretty much what we're calling a docu-concert, a documentary fused with a live concert that features the music of these breakthrough artists while also interviewing them and discussing their influences, inspirations, dreams, goals. And it's turned out to be a really wonderful thing. It's called Breakthrough Sessions. And we have four more coming up that will be featured each month, September, October, November, and December.
So the students are getting like real life experience, hands-on experience at filming and editing and then lighting, and while the musicians are getting that experience to be on TV and perform.
Yeah, it's so important. And when we start connecting those dots and really collaborating, we have these opportunities at Point Park that make us really uniquely positioned for students to have that hands-on experience. The students that did the lighting design and sound design for those live music concerts are now also getting a TV credit. And then our film and animation students are working behind the scenes to do all the filming and editing and then getting a TV credit. It's unheard of in university level, but that's what our differentiator is at the Pittsburgh Playhouse. We're able to provide those opportunities that are unique and position our students for success.
When I'm in downtown Pittsburgh now, I definitely see the Point Park, that the imprint is growing, and you see more students, you see more buildings that have the Point Park name on them. And one of the big parts of that is that relatively new, the Pittsburgh Playhouse, the renovated, rebuilt Pittsburgh Playhouse, which you are executive producer of. Talk about the Playhouse.
I tell you, it's been an interesting ride over the last 3 years. The Pittsburgh Playhouse has undergone remarkable transformation and growth. We are transformed and have become the epicenter for entertainment and education. Our vision is to sincerely make those meaningful connections that matter, create art that impacts, and provide education that changes lives. And I have found that when you're able to fuse those three elements together, you can make some true impact to the community and the vision of the university. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the vision of our president. President Bruce Salas and our executive team right now is really quite extraordinary when it comes to dedicating our resources and full support in advancing the performing arts industry and then making sure that we are focusing on the city of Pittsburgh that we love so much, our community and our region. And so to have that kind of support allows for that kind of growth and our transformation, as I mentioned, into that epicenter for entertainment and education.
Located right in downtown Pittsburgh, the Playhouse, you guys have concerts, you have film screenings, you have dance performances, just a lot happening. Are you excited about the upcoming 26-27 season, I'm sure?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Our goal is to create entertainment for everyone. You might not be interested in everything that we have to offer, but you will certainly be interested in hanging out for something. We have an amazing season coming up. A lot of our focus, you know, in addition to our university curriculum needs to advance the studies and training and professional development of our students that want to go into the field, we really want to focus on family entertainment. We want to bring families in together. As a working mom, I would always look for those opportunities to take my two sons with me to any performance, any live entertainment, any event that we could share together. And so a few years ago when I took over the position, our team created something called Fall Fest and a new show called Boo's Halloween House Party. The Fall Fest is a gigantic street festival, face painting, pumpkin painting, games and prizes for the kids. And then you can come into the theater, which is on the street right next door, and watch a 45-minute very fun show, Boo's Halloween House Party. Boo loses his boo, and his friends help him find his boo to get his boo back.
I'm in.
It's absolutely adorable and a great entry point for young children. They dress up in their costumes. They can stand up. They can bring snacks. It's a very comfortable atmosphere.
When you talk about this Fall Fest, it's long. It begins October 23rd, and it lasts through November 1st.
Yeah, We want to be able to open up those streets. You know, as, we put a giant pumpkin. It's our signature pumpkin that our amazing design and shop teams created. It's beautiful. It's become an Instagram favorite. But, yeah, we shut down the street, and we really want to create that gathering for people to come and have a good time as a community in a safe, friendly environment and fun.
So it's food, crafts, games, grab a bite or a drink, paint a pumpkin. You got it all covered, the Fall Fest. Love that idea. Now, some of the upcoming performances indoor, like the River City Brass Band, they've been a Beaver County favorite for years. They're there September 18th. You have this Steel City Emerging Film Festival September 11th and 12th. What is the mission of the playoffs? You know, is it one part to entertain people, but also as far as the students, how does it help with their education?
Yeah, I mean, something big that we have coming up for their education from every realm, whether it's, you know, design, whether it's production, whether it's crew, whether it's technical, or whether it's on stage or as an assistant director, choreographer, a leader in the room. We really, really are mindful and try to curate every opportunity to develop their talents, their interests, and their careers. And exposure is the key for me and for all of us at the university. So one of our big things coming up is Girls Just Want to Have Fun. This is a brand new musical. Our friends, you know, my age, my generation, might remember the movie with Sarah Jessica Parker and Helen Hunt. But they've turned this movie into a musical. And we've teamed up with our partners out of New York City, Lively McCabe. And we are going to, we workshopped the musical with our students January through May. And we are going to have the world premiere this fall, November 13th through 22nd. And those kinds of opportunities allow our students to work side by side with Broadway professionals, new writers, new composers that are working through that workshop process, changing the songs, changing the scenes in real time as if they were working on a new Broadway musical. And that exposure to that process is priceless in regard to their education and advancement in the industry. So these are the kind of opportunities that we really want to expose them to and give them a big leap forward rather than them having to leave, you know, the college standard university setting for theater and go into the real world without having exposure to those kinds of demands on the artists today.
So a world premiere, November 13th through the 22nd, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, the musical. That is really cool. And Keisha, I know you've done a few, more than a few world premieres. How many original productions? It's like 30 or something, right, that you've personally been involved with?
I have. Between different theater companies, yes, probably about 30 or so. I've been so blessed to work in every realm of the industry. You know, for me personally, I'm on my fourth full-length. Ascend is one of our signature Pittsburgh Playhouse offerings. It's an immersive, interactive show, but it's a friendly, interactive show that's centered around STEM and the arts. And what it does is invite audiences to enjoy a journey from the chaos of fire, earth, water, and wind into a state of joy and ascension. So the show is called Ascend. It's been really taking off. We offer all kind of field trips for high schools and middle school to come on in and enjoy that kind of exposure and first entry point into the arts as well. So I enjoy it. I like bringing all of the elements together and creating new work. It's something that we need, and it's something that audiences really seem to enjoy.
You mentioned high schools, Keisha. I was telling listeners earlier, you're one of the people, the orchestrators of the Jimmy Awards on Broadway. That's an opportunity. Beaver County high school students have gone on to be trained and perform on Broadway because of the Jimmys.
Yeah, the Jimmy Awards are definitely one of the greatest honors of my life to be able to work on that project. And, you know, I refer to earlier, you know, education that changes lives. Those were one of the missions as we were developing that project. And to see where it was and what it's evolved into is something that is quite unexpected and extraordinary. So to be a part of that, again, has been one of the greatest honors and pleasures of my life, to see those students chasing the dream, going after it, and honestly, truly being very successful in any field that they go into, whether it is performing arts or whether it is a different aspect, a different vocation. It really provides them with confidence, a knowing, self-awareness, community, all of those things. The Jimmy Awards, it's been really a true honor.
And how that works, people are familiar with the Henry Mancini Awards for the Beaver County. All Beaver County high schools are eligible, as well as Butler County, Lawrence County, Mercer County. And the students who were chosen best actor and best actress advance to New York, and they get to compete in the Jimmys. And I'm not going to put you on the spot, but that's one of the reasons why I think every Beaver County high school should be in the Mancini Awards. There's some that choose not to. I've got feelings about that. I think they all should. I think it's better for the students because that opportunity awaits for a couple of them.
Yeah, and it's for me, it's really about the students, right? It's about the kids, and it's about exposure. I was so blessed to have parents that believe in me and were able to step out of the realm of, traditional opportunities. And my mom, she worked a midnight shift, would work midnight, sleep during the day, and then drive me about an hour to an hour and a half to gymnastic lessons way back in the day, and then was always trying to expose me to opportunities that would develop my natural passions as well as my natural talents. And I think that it's very important that we expose students to every opportunity that's available to them. And the scholarship opportunities alone are another way that should be enticing, I agree. I think that it's just about exposure and allowing the students to expand on their current education and expose them to opportunities that they may not have known existed.
Well, Keisha, if you can hold on a minute, I got to get in one break. I want to talk about some other things at Point Park, including a new 3-year accelerated degree you have. So can you hold on for a 2-minute break?
Sure.
All right, hold
there.
We'll be back more with Keisha LaLama from Point Park University right after this.
If you're not sure what play to call next, and it's fourth and long, maybe it's time to huddle up. This is Andy Dangle from Freedom United Federal Credit Union. I'll join you in the huddle and help you make a winning decision. No. Not because I'm that smart, though I am. This is an easy call. When life sacks you and time is running out, the easiest call to make is the one to Freedom United Federal Credit Union. Loan programs of all types for many different purposes can get you across the goal line. Stop in and ask how we can help put you in the scoring position. Loan approvals are based on credit approval, and some restrictions may apply. Now, let's break this huddle and head up to the line of scrimmage so we can set these plans in motion and put a little freedom in your future. Freedom United Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
We belong to you.
You're busy, no time to cook. You're hungry and the kids are too. Don't stress. Make it a McDonald's dinner tonight. Download the app and get McDelivery right to your door. Whatever you're hungry for, McDonald's has it. You'll be happy and the kids will be too. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Looking for something that's more than just a job? Then this good news is for you. PA Connecting Communities helps people with intellectual disabilities and autism by using fun activities like cooking, pottery, and volunteerism to learn valuable skills. PACC is hiring for full-time and part-time in Beaver, Butler, and surrounding areas. When was the last time you got paid to go bowling, the movies, swimming, or doing a community service project? If you're looking for a great job where you can help others improve their life skills, gain independence, and participate in community activities all while having fun and get paid nicely too, then visit PACC.org.
If you own a company or a small business, you might have considered advertising on radio. It's smart because radio is still the most far-reaching media outlet today. WBVP and WMBA can get you results. Get more information at BeaverCountyRadio.com.
And 21 on this Wednesday. Scott Tatey here, joined by Keisha LaLama, the Dean of the School of Theater, Film, and Animation at Point Park University, also the executive producer of the Pittsburgh Playhouse right there on Point Park's campus. Keisha, I'm trying to remember, you Center High School or West Aliquippa?
Where? That's right.
Okay.
Center High School.
All
yes.
Right. Representing. And I was jealous that you've also choreographed feature films like The Perks of Being a Wallflower and Sorority Row, some TV shows, that Jeff Daniels show, American Rust on Showtime. You even got your hands involved in movies and TV shows. That's so cool.
Yeah, I Pittsburgh's great. You know, a lot of people ask me why I never left and why I didn't move to New York. There were so many opportunities here in Pittsburgh that I just don't think people know about. with a thriving film industry back in the day and the television shows coming to the city, I was so blessed to have the opportunities to choreograph and be a part of those projects. Yeah.
Well, Point Park always had a reputation for dance. Even when I was at Duquesne back in the 80s, you thought of Point Park, wow, what a great dance school. But the way it's branched out to theater, film, and now animation, you're the dean of that, the animation department. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to learn more about everything from virtual reality to Unreal Engine. Our team in the film and animation department is incredibly talented. We have a new professor that came in and joined us that has worked on endless films from all the Marvel movies to some other projects that he's working on right now that I can't mention. But to have these talented folks as part of our team, they're really able to invest in our students and develop their skills that are transferable and adaptable to the current needs of the industry, from, you know, 2D animation all the way up to the technology that's available to us today. Our goal, again, is that word exposure, exposing our students to every opportunity that's available to them. So it's exciting.
And Point Park has a new three-year accelerated BFA degree. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this new degree is fascinating. It's called Performance and Creative Industries. We call it the PCI for short. The performance degree allows the students that are quite multifaceted to train in every aspect of their interest, from dance, voice, acting, and film. So we want our students to be exposed to acting for the camera. If they want to be in a Netflix show, they can be in a Netflix show. And if you want to do Broadway, you can do Broadway. So this program really allows them to train in every area of performance. And then on the other side of it, the creative industry side, we've teamed up with our three other schools that lend their skills and education to performers. So the School of Communication, School of Business, and School of Education have teamed up to offer very specific crafted classes for our performers. The business school is offering Money and Life, which is very important for artists,
oh, yeah.
Entrepreneurship. And then our School of Comm is offering up broadcasting, journalism, multimedia. And then we also have a School of Education that has crafted an amazing class called Learning and Leading for those who really want to learn how to become a dance captain, a choreographer, a leader, a director, a producer, a creative director later on. So these skills will enhance their ability to be able to shift and curve with the industry as the industry continues to transform.
You mentioned broadcast journalism. A whole lot of Pittsburgh broadcast journalists got their start at Point Park.
Yeah, we have one of the best schools in the country for communication. I just saw Bob Pompeiani the other night. They were honoring him. And some of these people that have graduated from the university have really gone on to beyond be successful, they have really gone on to give back to the city and our community, and I admire all the work that they've done.
And I believe Point Park's the only university I know of that has its own record label, Pioneer Records.
Yeah, that our School of Business, Steve Tanzilli, the dean there, has led this charge along with Ed Travisseri and Bob Derda. You know, Melinda Colazzi is another one. This team of people has really exposed these students to what it means to have a recording track, you know, to make music, to record music, and try to distribute music. So actually, tomorrow night, we are featuring those students from Pioneer Records at the Pittsburgh Playhouse. If anyone wants to come along, you can find tickets available on our website now. But, yeah, those students will be featured tomorrow night for the first time at the Pittsburgh Playhouse at 6 p.m.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. Really fun. I'm excited to hear new voices and emerging artists. Yeah.
Good way to kind of explore what's going on at Point Park. I also noticed you guys have a coffee shop. What's that called?
We do. Point Park.
That's it.
I think it's called like Bison something else now. I can't believe we just renamed it, but we have our own coffee shop. I mean, the downtown area has really come to life because of the energy of the students in our community. And there's so much going on in that, in our district, certainly. But, you know, Market Square is right there. The Pittsburgh Playhouse is one block down the street, directly in line with Market Square. And so there's so many things, you know, downtown is our campus. And those students in our community have access to every restaurant, every coffee shop. It's a great place to go. Yeah.
I just read a news story, Pittsburgh announcing yesterday they got a $3 million grant to put like trees and medians in on the Boulevard of the Allies, right past Point Park. They want to make it more, you know, more leafy, more walkable kind of thing. And that benefits you guys as well.
Yeah, I know that our senior vice president, Ted Black, has been working on that and of course, several others. But we're really looking to make the campus more, you know, just green and friendly and inviting and walkable and go up to Point State Park and really explore the city. It's great.
And of my own experience, I mentioned I went to Duquesne. That was such a charmer. You're in a downtown city. As a student, you get restless sometimes. You want to walk around, but all the restaurants, all the bookshops, everything are there. And Point Park, I love your location, that part of the city. I think it's going to be there's going to be a lot more future development stemming off what you guys are doing.
Yeah, the vision with the president and this leadership team is really to expand and enhance the entire area. And so I have a feeling that we'll be expanding even further and exploring options to renovate that entire side of the city.
All right, well, y'all got chances, people out there. You want to check out Point Park. Keisha mentioned the evening with the Pioneer Records label. That is tomorrow night. And then you got that big fall festival coming up. And now I see the pumpkin you were talking about. It looks like a gigantic pumpkin. That is a good photo up there.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's amazing. I was standing in Market Square. I was going to meet my sister for lunch. And I looked down the street and I saw this giant pumpkin. And I didn't realize as we were setting it up that it was that visible from Market Square. That's how close we are. And you could hear people walking by going, "What is that?"
A photo op.
So the team did an excellent job. Yes.
That begins October 23rd. And you mentioned the world premiere for Girls Just Want to Have Fun, the musical. I'm going to hear some Cyndi Lauper in that musical, I'm guessing.
So it's not really in the show.
Oh,
so, it's not profound in the show.
Okay.
But
okay.
There's so many other 80s songs that you're going to recognize, especially my generation. There's a lot of amazing shows coming up. We have a new holiday show coming up called Yuletide. And some other offerings. Everything's listed on our website. You can buy single tickets now, but there's definitely something for everyone. Check it out.
You even got a play called Blood Wedding, a bride torn between duty and desire sets fate in motion.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's right. Sounds pretty good.
Well, Keisha, we are so proud of what you are accomplishing at Point Park University. And in a couple minutes we have left here, anything else you want to say about Point Park?
No, I think that a lot of people may not know what we have to offer, and I invite everyone to join us and come visit campus and see where we're going. I'm just so proud of the work we've done and the growth that we have been able to do, you know, and so I would invite people down, check it out. It's a great, great, great university and an awesome community.
Well, we invite you on to be here in the studio with us anytime or give us a call anytime. Keep us abreast of what's happening at Point Park, Keisha. We always enjoy hearing from you.
You're the best. So great. Thanks, Scott.
All right. You take care.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Yep. Bye. And if you missed any of that interview, I did record it. It'll be on our Facebook page and our website, maybe around lunchtime or so. But thanks again to Keisha LaLama. Her energy just always inspires me. She's a gem. Beaver County through and through, doing amazing things right there at Point Park in the Pittsburgh Playhouse.